More than 1 million migrants and refugees flooded into Europe in 2015, triggering a crisis as EU nations struggled with weather and how to resettle them. However, you may remember another migration crisis here in the United States last year, when for a time, each month, as many as 10,000 unaccompanied minors and another 16,000 adults with children crossed into the U.S. at the border with Mexico. Most of them came from Central American countries with high rates of poverty and gang violence. Well, now the Department of Homeland Security is preparing to conduct raids and deport some of these families from the U.S. Jerry Marcon reports for The Washington Post, and he broke this story. Jerry, welcome to Here and Now.
Glad to be here.
So, first of all, can you tell us in a little more detail what exactly is the Department of Homeland Security planning to do regarding these deportations? And I guess, more importantly, why now?
Yes, the plan is to essentially round up, meaning detain, and immediately deport several hundreds, perhaps even more than that, of the Central American families, meaning children and adults who flocked across the border, the southwest border, starting last summer. The unaccompanied minors surge, a lot of kids came across, you know, themselves. And that got most of the attention, but a lot of families, meaning kids with family members, were coming also. And, you know, a lot of them were supposed to go to court hearings in the U.S. to see if they would be granted asylum as refugees, and either didn't show up and were ordered deported, or did show up and also were ordered deported because they did not meet the standards for refugees. And for a number of reasons, ICE and actually DHS Secretary Jay Johnson has been pushing for this, decided to take action against them now.
And ICE, of course, being the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Yes, which is
service.
A part of DHS, I should have said. Exactly.
Right. So tell me a little bit more about why now.
It's two reasons. There was a court decision in California, I believe it was in August. A federal court judge essentially ordered DHS to begin releasing some of these families and children from Central America who are currently housed in family detention centers. The reasons are legally complex, but basically the judge ruled that DHS was violating a court order for a consent decree, technically from the 1990s, which said that if children are across the border and are taken into custody, whether they're accompanied by an adult or not, they have to be treated humanely. They have to be allowed to contest their detention quickly. There was a lot of factors. And the judge ruled that the Department of Homeland Security was violating that decree. And so this left officials at the DHS, as I understand it, feeling somewhat hamstrung because they're going to have to release people so quickly now. They won't be able, in some cases, they won't have time to determine if these folks have a valid claim to be here. And then once they're released, it would make them harder to find. And then around the same time, over the last couple of months, the number of children crossing the border, both unaccompanied and with their family members, has surged again, kind of like it was last summer. So that sort of push these internal discussions within the administration about what we should do about these people even further along.
And the reaction from immigrant advocacy and support groups?
Well, you know, the instant I heard about this, I knew that groups on the left and, you know, immigration advocacy groups would be very upset about this. And in fact, you know, they were. And they didn't know about this until we told them. The administration had not briefed any of them, as they have in the past, on some immigration matters, which tells you something. It tells you that they expected an upset reaction. And, you know, I think advocates for these people feel basically that they're refugees. You know, they fled. And that's the difference with the recent surge versus a lot of the immigrant surges of previous years. In previous years, the majority of immigrants came from Mexico, and a lot of them were coming for economic reasons, you know, just to get a better job. Whereas the majority of these folks say at least that they're fleeing gang violence in El Salvador, drug-related violence, political violence, all sorts of violence, and poverty and other conditions which makes them refugees. And so advocates for immigrants say that, you know, even if they don't technically meet the definition of a, you know, for asylum, that they should still be given asylum. Whereas, you know, and this was part of the debate within the administration, whereas people on the political right, you know, Donald Trump says deport everyone. And then I think sort of in the middle, you have the Obama administration, which is trying to enforce the law, and by law these people can be deported with their humanitarian concerns. And I think that's the balance the administration has been trying to weigh.
Mm. Well, so let's talk a little bit more about that, because I was interested to hear you say that some of the immigration advocates didn't even know about this until you had told them. And I take your point, too, that this is an action that in part is happening because of a judge's order. But, you know, broadly speaking, the Obama administration had deported fewer illegal immigrants this year compared to any year since 2006. So
that's right.
I mean, is any part of this story the administration itself sort of trying to shift its stance on these kids, these families, or not?
Yeah, it does on the surface seemingly go against the way the administration has handled immigration broadly speaking over the last year or two in its first 4 to 6 years. You know, this administration was known for deporting more people than the Bush administration. At one point, deportations were over 400,000 a year, I believe, in 2012. But they've really gone in the opposite direction in recent years with both President Obama's executive actions, which are intended to shield temporarily about 5 million undocumented immigrants from deportation, which has been blocked in the courts, but also DHS and Jay Johnson has, you know, issued new priorities for enforcement and has, as I've written, and has made a lot of public statements saying that, you know, people who have been here in the U.S. a while, have families, go to church, work, have become part of the cultural fabric should not be deported, which I know does constitute the vast majority now of the 11.3 undocumented immigrants here. The difference with the folks from Central America is that they're more recent.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when DHS issued those new priorities last year saying we're not going to go after undocumented immigrants who've been here a long time unless they commit crimes or they're a security threat, we are still going to go after recent border crossers, and they define recent as anyone who crossed starting January 1st, 2014, which all of these folks would fall under, and also anyone who a judge had ordered deported from the U.S.
Well, finally, Jerry, as much as I hate to say this, I mean, the politics of this issue is absolutely part of the story, and you kind of hinted at it a little earlier. So do you have a sense as to how this latest action might play into the presidential election, the upcoming election?
If there's one thing I've learned about covering immigration from the DHS point of view is you cannot separate politics from this issue more than anything I've ever covered. You know, I get the sense that some of the administration might be feeling the political heat on immigration a little bit now, both this surge again in minors, both accompanied and not, and also the Syrian refugees coming at the same time. And, you know, they've been really hit by not just Mr. Trump, but by every candidate in the Republican race. And I think there is some sensitivity there in terms of how it's playing on the campaign. I mean, we sort of saw what happened, which is what I might have predicted. You know, Bernie Sanders issued a statement blasting this. Martin O'Malley issued a statement even stronger blasting it. Everybody said, where's Hillary Clinton? She issued a more modest statement, but also critical. Donald Trump, not surprisingly, took credit for the whole thing in Twitter, which is funny because there's nothing directly to do with him. And, you know, so the dynamics going forward, I think, you know, the initial reaction could set the dynamics. I'm not a political reporter, but I would think that, you know, Hillary Clinton could come under some pressure, especially if these raids do go forward, to condemn them more. The Republican candidates, at least during the primary season, will not only support them, but call for more. And that's probably how it will play out.
Well, Jerry Marcon covers the Department of Homeland Security for The Washington Post. Jerry, really interesting. Thank you so much for your reporting.
Thank you.
And coming up tomorrow, we'll look again on the refugee crisis in Europe, particularly a migrant camp in the French city of Calais. It's growing by the day, and living conditions there are deteriorating.
What Calais amounts to is a black eye for Europe.